Aaron bit into a piece of sausage. I like to share my passion for science. Our guests do not want to hear about worm droppings at the breakfast table. She gave Liam a small push. Go on with you. Table in the corner by the fireplace. Sean handed the plate to me, then adjusted the strap of his ruffled apron. Did I mention I used to ride in a tank for a living? Pushing the door open with my shoulder, I walked into the dining room where six tables draped in white cloths filled the space. At 8 o'clock, only four of the guests dined, and their low chatter bounced off the hardwood floors. The guest in the corner sat toward the fireplace with his back to me, a book in one hand, a cup of tea in the other. Here you go. I placed the warm food on the table and got a look at his face. You? Beckett Rush lifted his head and smiled. Good morning to you as well. He put down his book and glanced at his plate. You didn't spit on me toast, did you now? You're staying here.
I am.
Here, at Birch Hill House, in one of these rooms, at this B&B? Beckett grinned at my babbling.
Don't you go getting any ideas about stealing the spare key and sneaking into my room.
He covered his mouth in a whisper.
The innkeeper's daughter already tried it. Of all the host families to stay with, I was residing with the one housing Beckett Rush. Unreal.
Since I'm here for a while working on a movie, I guess we'll be seeing each other around. He picked up his syrup and poured a whirl of it over his plate.
Only in Ireland for a few days, and you've already found your pot of gold.
This was the O'Callaghan's customer. I couldn't snark off to him. I couldn't. Oh, but I wanted to. What was it about this guy that had me itching to bare my claws? I somehow managed to unclench my teeth.
Have a nice day.
He pierced a bite with his fork.
Dream about me while you're at school.
Would that be with or without your false teeth? He gave me a slow wink.
They're fangs.
Kind of sad you have to use props to get the girls.
It's absolutely tragic, isn't it?
His smile reached his eyes. Be sure to put me on your prayer list. My socks cut off my circulation, my uniform sweater itched, and my underwear seemed to be staging some sort of revolt to make me as uncomfortable as possible. And these were the good points of the day. I sat in fifth period and listened to the English teacher, Mrs. Campbell, give a preview of the year. No matter the country, it was the same spiel. If you didn't do your homework, you were going to flunk. And if you flunked, you'd never get your dream job. And if you didn't get your dream job...